This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1655. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 7th, Angola, Australia, Azerbaijan, Bangladesh, Bolivia, Canada, Cyprus, East Turkestan, Ethiopia, Greece, India, Indonesia, Japan, Korea, North and South, Madagascar, Moldova, Myanmar, New Zealand, Peru, Romania, Sikkim, Taiwan, UK, USA, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. A big welcome to our newest outlet for World of Radio. Mark Lamb of Forks Broadcasting in Washington State has invited World of Radio to be on his station, KFKB 1490 in Forks, Washington. It's in the very northwest tip of Washington State, beyond Olympic National Park. Sundays at 3 a.m. Pacific Time. Please note all our new listeners on KFKB and anywhere else that since shortwave is a worldwide medium, the times I mention on this program are in universal time, not whatever your local time may be, which is currently 8 hours ahead of Pacific Standard Time, and soon will be 7 hours ahead of Pacific Daylight Time. In case you're not familiar with it, it's also the time announced every minute on WWV and VH on 2.5, 5, 10, 15, and 20 megahertz. And by the way, this program, World of Radio, is available to any and all radio stations who would like to carry it as a public service. Standard disclaimer. From A to Z, Ron Hart in California reports, extremely rare reception from Africa, early UT February 6th, on 4949.74, what must have been Angola, at 0215 to 0238. He actually heard audio above the threshold level with non-stop African pop songs and easy listening with no announcements. And it was still heard from 0415 to 427 with a talk show clearly in Portuguese. And on the same occasion, he was hearing ZBC Radio Zanzibar 6015. After years of just being marginal, this was the best reception ever. It signed on at 0257 and heard until 0419, including some clear IDs as ZBC Zanzibar. He says, I cannot imagine I will ever have better reception than this, but still had some adjacent splatter and interference. Just about every afternoon here in Mid-America, we enjoy excellent reception from Radio Australia on 21740, which starts at 2100 UT. It's on the Pacific beam and actually aimed just about at us. You might overlook this if you assume the 13-meter band won't be open, and in fact, it is the only station audible on the band during these hours. It's on the air for 4 hours until 0100. And there's another frequency almost as good, which starts at 2300 and runs 4 hours there, exactly 19,000 kilohertz. NDSWCI DXWindow, Rumen Pankov in Bulgaria, reports, the voice of justice, the one in Stepanakert, Nagorno-Karabakh, Azerbaijan, more or less, sign on at 0605 UT and off at 0632, January 23rd. The signal was about 25 kilohertz wide, centered on 9677.5, the frequency usually cited, but he says he was hearing it better way up on 9682.8. And they gave an address in Stepanakert and a phone number in Azeri at 0623. Bangladesh Batar continues on its nominal frequency, 4750, after a brief foray to 4752. John Wilkins in Colorado reports to DXing with Cumbre, February 1st at 1403. He was hearing bagpipe-type riffs and subcontinental vocals. Ron Howard in California replies, who can hear it just about every day, nice to see someone else reporting on the bagpipe music. At 1403, it's heard daily, either bagpipes or a marching band, one or the other, definitely from Bangladesh Betar. I've enjoyed this segment countless times before. just about every evening until it was missing on UT February 7th. I've been hearing the out-of-band Bolivian just below 4717. Radio Jatun Azul Yura in Yura, Bolivia. It's consistently been the best and clearest evening signal from the Bolivians or Peruvians on 60 meters, although it's still rather tough copy. I'm hearing it around 0100 UT. A much easier Bolivian to hear at the same time is Radio Santa Cruz on 6134.8, slightly variable. This is a good example of exotic stations benefiting from closedowns of major broadcasters. Since St. Petersburg, Russia self-destructed at the end of the year, there are no major broadcasters anywhere on 6135 during a break in BBC transmissions between midnight and 0430, except perhaps Radio Aparecida, Brazil, which has a much weaker signal, if it's on the air, than Bolivia. The sign-off time of Radio Santa Cruz varies quite a bit. On February 3rd, it was already gone by 0105. On February 2nd, it was still on the air at 0128, and other reports indicating it running till 02 or sometimes even near 0300 UT. An interesting frequency to monitor for Canadian Coast Guard transmissions in the east, around the Maritimes, is 2749.5 USB. February 6th at midnight 42, I was hearing marine weather concerning Cape Cod, the Cabot Strait, and elsewhere. After 0100, French-Canadian was being spoken, but with an English accent, about ice around Cape Breton. This, according to the schedules at dxinfocentre.com, was VCO in Sydney, Nova Scotia, to be followed at 0110 by VCS2 in Halifax. David Koenig in England observes that the Cyprus Broadcasting Corporation was missing when he listened for 15 minutes at 2210 UT Sunday, February 3rd. They have three 250 or 300 kilowatt transmitters scheduled Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only from 2215 to 2245. It's a home service relay apparently aimed at Western Europe. So you might check these on those 3 days during that half hour to see if they're still on the air at all. 6135, 7220, and 9760. This, of course, is the only shortwave broadcast originating in Greek Cyprus, everything else being BBC relays, and that relay station is scheduled to close down in a couple of months. We can hear plenty of shortwave broadcasts from East Turkestan, thanks to the powerful multi-transmitter relay sites of China Radio International in Kashgar and in Urumqi. But the domestic service is also transmitted from Urumqi, and I've been hearing that on several frequencies in the 60-meter band around 0100 UT, when I'm mainly looking for Latin America. There are three different languages. The one clearest and best is 5060 in Chinese. 4850 is much weaker for some reason. It carries the Kazakh service. And in between is 4980 in the Uyghur language. This one, and not the others, has an obvious hum on the signal and some modulation distortion. And Wolfgang Büscher reminds me there's yet another one, but it's far out of band, so you might overlook it. It's the Mongolian service on 4500. Jim Ronda in Oklahoma has heard the clandestine for the Ogaden region of Ethiopia next to Somalia, where I think there is a separatist movement, Radio Horio, XORIYO, which transmits via Issoudun, France on 17870. He heard it January 28th from 1622 with chanting, speaking, and singing, presumably in the Somali language as scheduled, and went off suddenly at 1630. The World Radio TV Handbook tells us more about it. It's produced by the Ogaden National Liberation Front, ONLF, and in fact, their address is in Toronto, Canada. The broadcast he heard at 16 to 1630 is on Mondays and Fridays only. And according to the WRTH, The site on 17870 is Sofia, Bulgaria, and not France. While at the same hour on Tuesdays and Saturdays, there is a transmission on a different frequency, which is via France, 17630. And the day he heard it, January 28th, was indeed a Monday. Ivo Ivanov from Bulgaria reports finding the Macedonian station ERT-3 from Greece on a new frequency, 7520, from 2145 UT, February 3rd, instead of 7450. However, the next day, February 4th, Jorge Freitas in Brazil was checking on it and found it back on 7450. While during that hour, 7520 was carrying Radio Farda via Sri Lanka. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany says he was monitoring Argentina, measured on 11710.899, February 5th at 0105, when they were broadcasting in Japanese but putting an S9 signal into Germany. However, at 0115, it was covered by a DRM transmission from 11715, but it's about 20 kilohertz wide. This must have been All India Radio in Nepali, scheduled not to start until 0130, until 0230. He wonders how many regular listeners there could be in Nepal and Tibet for such an exotic transmission mode as DRM, which in this case and others causes what I call QRDRM. On February 1st, Victor Gunatelika in Sri Lanka told us that the Voice of Indonesia has finally cleared up the hum accompanying their audio and posted a sound clip of it at soundcloud.com. Ron Howard in California agrees, noticeably better without the usual prominent hum, just below 9526, and posted his own recording at box.com. In West Bengal, Partasarati Goswami agrees, excellent audio and signal today from Indonesia at 1725, 20 over S9. However, that's no help for us in North America trying to hear the English broadcast at 13 to 14 UT. I haven't been able to hear it in months because the signal has been so very weak and it remains very weak, even if the modulation has now been repaired. On February 3rd, Ron Howard says, just like you, I had no luck hearing them all the way through their English segment until 1400. But from 1409, I had comparably good reception during their hour in Indonesian. What are they doing differently after 14 that produces such a quantum leap in quality of reception on 9525.88? Well, I guess maybe they're making an antenna beam change. Let's hope we can get them back on the proper antenna for us in North America. On February 5th, I too was able to hear VOI with what has increased to a poor signal at 1430, and I could tell the modulation was good, but during that hour they're in Indonesian. February 4th at 1306, I was surprised to find a good signal on 15190 with a 1 kilohertz tone. And at 13:10, they started playing the Radio Japan interval signal until it went off at 13:12.5. 15190 is the same frequency used for the English broadcast via French Guiana at 1200 to 1230. I wonder why they were testing. It would be nice if they moved that relay an hour later when there are lots more North Americans awake. By the way, I was listening to the tone on headphones and I couldn't help yawning, during which I noticed the pitch of the tone shifted slightly. It even caused a beat between my left and right ears. Then I forced some more yawns, and it kept happening, apparently because of slight pressure changes in my inner ears. Thank you, NHK, for leading to this amazing discovery, which you probably never anticipated. As of February 3rd, I was expecting sea breeze, shokaze from Japan to North Korea about abductees, to make one of its regular frequency changes. They'd been on 5985 for several weeks, and sure enough they did. On February 5th, Ron Howard caught them on their new or reactivated frequency 5910. That's for the 1330 to 1430 UT broadcast, which we hope will continue to be in English, at least on Fridays. And although I've never heard it, Ron Howard says the previous frequency, 5985, did have some jamming, which is why they keep moving, and apparently it takes a while for the North Koreans to catch up with their changes. You're tuned for World of Radio number 1655. Our website brings you a lot more information. Check the latest issue of DX Listening Digest number 13-06, upon which this edition is based, at worldofradio.com. No thanks for financial support this week, because we've received no new donations by check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Just for giggles, I checked for KBS World Radio's North American service in English, now at 13 to 14 UT, allegedly on 15575, transmitted only direct from South Korea, but aimed at deep South America and across the dark side of the earth on too high a frequency to propagate. Well, I did hear something in English, but I think it was the BBC via Cyprus, which is also on that frequency. Then I tried to listen to Worldwide Friendship via the KBS World Radio website, but that too was unsuccessful in getting it to play back. Kevin O'Donovan, who presents the DX report on Worldwide Friendship, says the best way for him to hear it is not on shortwave and not on the KBS website, but instead go to the World Radio Network and download the entire broadcast for any day you wish to listen. As you may have heard, there are also new contributors to the DX segment. I asked him who they are and when they're heard. He says Krister Brunström from Sweden provides reports on the first Saturday of each month, and Prithviraj Purkayastra from India on the last Saturday of each month. And in between, Kevin continues doing his reports on the other weeks. Hearing KNLS Alaska in English around 12:30 with a poor signal on the unscheduled frequency of 7355 reminded me to wonder, what about their new station in Madagascar? We are still waiting for any signs of the long-awaited and much-promoted Madagascar World Voice. There's nothing about it since September 2010 on the KNLS website, but on the parent organization site, worldchristian.org, there is a first quarter 2013 update, which says in part, Station MWV, Mahajanga, Madagascar, the construction is complete. We only lack the transmitters that are in Houston ready for shipment. We continue to wait for one more signature to renew our communications agreement with the Madagascar government. They plan to broadcast in Arabic, Russian, English, Spanish, Portuguese, Chinese, and English for Africa, reaching India, the Middle East, Western Russia, South and West China, Africa, and South America. The Madagascar project has been going on for at least 7 years. In some recent past seasons, frequencies have even been registered, but there's nothing in the current HFCC for MWV. Will there be for the A13 season? I suspect someone in the current Madagascar government is really reluctant to approve this, perhaps a non-Christian, and or awaiting a sufficient bribe. A few weeks ago, we mentioned that Radio Moldova International was in danger of closing down. The management decided that even though they gave up shortwave some time ago, now it's not even worth being an internet station. And that indeed is what has happened, despite a campaign to get people to write in supporting them. Leo in Moldova has found announcements on their website, including in English, saying the Council of the Public Institution of the Audiovisual Company Teleradio Moldova on January 25th decided on the reorganization of RMI. We will not broadcast programs in foreign languages. but we will translate the web page of the company into Russian and English. This will happen for a 2-month period. Thanks to everyone who backed us through their messages. And they name 16 people. I wonder if there were many more who actually wrote in. It's unclear what will happen after this 2-month period, perhaps not even that. During the weeks that Sea Breeze was on 5985, between 1330 and 1430, we could usually hear a heterodyne on the high side, which comes from Myanmar, which is always off frequency around 5985.3. On February 3rd, I tuned in a bit early at 1315 and found that Myanmar was strong enough actually to hear some modulation other than just a heterodyne, with some talk in Burmese, and now it won't have Sea Breeze to contend with, only the North Korean jamming until they wake up and follow Sea Breeze to its new frequency. If you are far enough west, you might hear the English broadcast scheduled at 1530, but even in the winter, that's too late for us. On Wednesday, February 6th, Ron Howard says the English broadcast at 1530 was in fact VOA Special English on 5985.83. On February 24th at 12:56, I was surprised to hear Radio New Zealand International on 11725, a different frequency than scheduled, about the Flying Doctors of America medical aid to the Marshall Islands, cut off abruptly at 12:58 and resumed on 5950 a minute later. This transmission from 11 to 13 was originally on 17675 in the B12 season. That's a rather high frequency for the middle of the night, even in the southern summer, so they must have finally found it was not propagating to its targets. And, in fact, in the meantime, they'd tried a frequency in between, 15720, at least for a few days, where it was heard on January 31st by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal. Anyhow, 11725 is much better for us, even though it's supposedly aimed northwest instead of northeast during that period. Ivo Ivanov says the test period is announced as only February 4th to 10th, so it's unclear which frequency they'll be on after that. I continue trying to hear Radio Ondas del Sur Oriente, Quillabamba, Peru, on its new frequency mentioned last week, 4835. I have to do it before WWCR blasts on the next frequency just before 0100 UT, but so far all I've heard is a very weak carrier. However, sometimes there are two very weak carriers on slightly different frequencies, and I suspect the other one is All India Radio Sikkim, just as desirable a DX target. We can only keep trying, because in the mornings 4835 is likely to be blocked by Australia. It's very difficult, but I've had more luck with the new Peruvian on 5980 Radio Chasqui in Urubamba. I found that it signs off around 0105 UT, which is 5 minutes after the Chinese jammer signs off. So I can sometimes hear some music mixing with it before 0100, and on occasion, too many occasions, there is also Cuban jamming. If the Cuban jamming is very weak or missing, we have a better chance at hearing Radio Chasqui. I've noted that they cut the carrier a few seconds later each night. As of UT February 7th, it went off at 0105.30. Ralph Perry in Illinois managed to hear Radio Chasqui, despite the serious interference at an earlier hour, 2355 UT, January 26th, until midnight 20 on the 27th, including an ID at the top of the hour. For me, every day is World Radio Day, but officially, according to a proclamation from UNESCO, it's February 13th, and some stations are making a big deal of it, such as Radio Romania International. Craig Christ says, according to the website, they've been inviting listeners to send in talks of less than 60 seconds, about what radio means to them. www.wrd13.com. And they'll be broadcast, some of them at least, on Wednesday the 13th. Alakesh Gupta tells us that according to the Ampagon presentation at the BES Expo in New Delhi, five new 300 kilowatt DRM compatible shortwave transmitters are going to Taiwan. Also, PCJ Radio International, the project by Keith Perrone, is starting testing with much smaller transmitters. He plans to have a 20 of 5 to 1 kilowatt transmitters. And the first tests have already happened January 26th at 1705 on 12170, according to his Facebook page via communication of the British DX Club. And also via Ian Baxter shortwave sites, Keith says there will be another test of the two 1 kilowatt transmitters between 16 and 18 UT on February 16th, but frequencies not yet given. Mike Bearcliff found an article in a local newspaper, the Bridport News, about the Rampisham shortwave site, which is being demolished in England. All but three of the 34 existing steel towers are due for demolition if permission is given for a solar panel park that will create around 70 full-time jobs. Furthermore, according to a discussion in the shortwave sites group, mainly from Dave Porter, who's involved with Babcock, the Skelton site is also being phased out. In fact, many of the transmissions there have already been moved to Wooverton, which will be the only shortwave site left in England. The 15825 transmitter of WWCR continues to put out spurious spikes at modulation peaks, roughly 15620 to 15660, which I was hearing just before they went off at 2059 UT. February 4th, and also on other occasions during the daytime hours. Bad news for Greece on 15630, suffering interference from that, and also from WEWN's squishy spurs above 15610. Among the medium wave harmonics I've been chasing is one on 2240 kilohertz. I heard it signing on at 1216 and a half UT February 4th, apparently in Spanish, although it was very weak and faded out shortly, and not heard at all on following mornings. That quarter-hour sign-on time indicates it's probably a U.S. station, a daytimer, and as Paul S. in Connecticut points out, WBBF in Buffalo, New York, does sign on at that time according to February scheduling, but we've yet to confirm that's where it's coming from. There are several U.S. stations in Spanish on 1120, which would produce a harmonic on 2240. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued February 4th, ANK indices peaking at 10 and 3 on the 9th, and March 1st, 12 and 3 on February 22nd, otherwise mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux peaking at 125 on February 8th and 9th, and declining to 95 by the 28th. The geomagnetic field may be active February 9th, 10th, 22nd, 23rd, and March 1st and 2nd. That's World of Radio number 1655. Glenn Hauser inviting you to make a point of hearing me again next week.